cardio versus weights. Finding the true balance to fat burning success. Every day I hear quotes such as the following. I want to lose weight, so I will start doing cardio for the first 6 months, and then I will start the weights after I lose the fat. Or my all-time favorite, I just do cardio to keep the fat off. The problem with these statements is that they disregard basic principles of exercise physiology that state that there exists a balance of these two exercise modes. There is a term in the scientific exercise community known as specificity. This principle is based on the fact that the human body adapts to various exercise stimuli. In other words, if I were to train you to be a bodybuilder, I would want to train you using a resistance of about 75 to 80% of your one repetition maximum. On the other hand, if I wanted to train you to be a marathon runner, I would be training in the 40 to 50% range of your one rep max, because the body will respond entirely different to that kind of exercise. So you may be asking yourself, well, how does this have anything to do with finding the correct balance of cardio and weight training? The answer is a resounding everything. Remember that cardiovascular exercise and resistance training have completely different effects on how your body adapts to exercise physiologically. Take, for example, the following key differences. Cardiovascular exercise is catabolic, meaning that it promotes the breakdown of tissues, both fatty and muscular. Resistance training is anabolic, meaning that it promotes the buildup of muscle tissue, but it does not encourage the buildup of fatty tissue. Aerobic exercise does not favor optimal strength development. So when you hear somebody say, I lift weights for my upper body, but not for my lower body, I just run, you will know that they are fooling themselves. Aerobic exercise encourages catabolic hormones, meaning the breaking down hormones, such as glucocorticoids, which is cortisol, cortisone, etc. These hormones prevent muscle growth and promote and encourage the storage of fat. Yes, you heard me right, the storage of fat. This is your body's attempt at turning you into an efficient fat-burning machine. The problem is that you don't want to be an efficient fat-burning machine. Think about this for a minute. What do you want your air conditioner to be? Efficient or not efficient? Well, you want it to be efficient because then you are using less energy, and that is a good thing, right? But what about your body? Remember that your goal is to burn fat, not to be efficient with it. This is where resistance training comes into the picture. Where cardiovascular exercise is excellent in burning extra calories and getting your weight down, it also has the tendency to keep you in a state of efficiency. Resistance training promotes the secretion of testosterone and growth hormone, which are fat-burning hormones. So what have we now? We have the best of both worlds, the immediate fat-burning effects of cardiovascular exercise and the long-term fat-burning effects of resistance training. Remember, growth hormone, testosterone, and muscle itself is highly metabolic in nature. It burns fat. Summary. Cardiovascular exercise and resistance training have different outcomes on the human body. A proper balance is needed to ensure fat loss is maximized. The following is a general starting guide for you to consider. Beginners, which means less than 6 months of resistance training consistently, 3 to 6 days of cardio, and 2 to 3 days of weight training. Intermediate, a 50-50 split between the two modes of exercise. For example, weights on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and cardio on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. advanced. Favor more resistance training to optimize hormonal balance and maintain metabolism. For example, weight training 5 days a week and cardio 2 days a week. This will ensure that you stay on the fat-burning fast track. Well, there you have it, my friends. I will dive more aggressively into this topic, but this should keep you thinking squarely for now. Remember, life is good. I'll talk to you in just a bit. Take care, my friends.